Cody Carnes, Ain't Nobody, WWIB, the WIB Wake Up Show. Good to have you aboard for this Wednesday morning. Waking up to a temperature of 55 degrees, and we get so excited, so eager for the best 5 minutes of the day. We just can't wait. We're going to start it early again at 16 before 6, also because that's when the song ended and just worked out that way. Jason Cairns is on the line. He's having some of his Java, and he's ready to go. Middle day of the week. Good morning.
Good morning. I am ready to go today.
And so, am I speaking intelligently? Am I speaking correctly? You already had the coffee?
My hand is actually around my cup, as
yeah.
it's called.
So, there we go.
Yes,
good.
That's true. Yep.
All right. Well, let's see. Lots of things in mind here today. But how do you typically like Wednesdays?
That's a good question. I don't know if I have a particular preference or not for Wednesdays. Today will be rather busy. It's the Show Choir Pops concert tonight, so that is, of course, a busy day for us in our household, as Alex is singing and Heather's actually doing a performance thing tonight. And
the Show Choir Pops concert, is that at Memorial?
I think tonight it's at
Owen Park.
Yeah.
Right. I saw that the Tasty Trolley, our friend Caroline Heffler, they've got right. the Tasty Trolley is going to be there, so.
Yep, that's true. And I think it's at 6:30 tonight.
Yeah.
Should be a fun show, but so it's a busy day. I don't know if I normally have a preference for Wednesdays or not.
The public is invited.
They are, yep. No charge. Show up and eat pie, and if pay for your pie, but yeah.
And again, a lot of goodies at the Tasty Trolley, so check that out. All right, so.
Perfect.
Dan White Jr., he wrote Love Over Fear, and I want to read everything else he wrote. He's the guy we spend time at the Caneo Center in Puerto Rico. He and his wife, Tanya. Great folks. You and I both fans, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And he's got quite a story. He talks about having, in New York, two different pastor stints, one as a teaching pastor, I think, at a mega church and in a pretty wealthy area, and then in a poorer area around Syracuse. He was actually the church planter, learned a lot from that, and now he's got the Caneo Center, which is doing, besides his writing and other work, but he has a lot of good... Yesterday, he turned 46 years old, and one of the more thoughtful birthday posts I've seen somebody put on their birthday about 10 things he's still learning at what he hopes is the halfway point of his life. Did you Did you read it at all?
I saw that he had posted it, but I have not read it yet, so...
Number 7, again, as a guy yourself, the inventor of the word Ludio, love up, down, in, and out, and as much as we champion love on this show, here's number 7. Again, I would encourage you... Well, yeah, we'll do 7. 7 is contemplate love. He says, 13 years ago, I stumbled upon Hans Urs von Balthasar's little book, Love Alone is Credible. You ever heard of it? I never really had.
I have, yeah.
Okay, he says, it sparked something in me. I wondered what would happen if every day I sat in silence for 15 minutes and contemplated love, God's love. A small practice, but with the long view of reorienting my soul, my mind, my presence to divine love. And he says, still at it 13 years later. Started that when he was 33.
Amazing. Yeah, that's a beautiful practice. I've tried doing that, even around the word Ludio, but it's never lasted that long. But I see the benefit in developing that as a consistent practice.
Boy, you know, just solitude and silence. Yes, I feel like there was some centering exercises we did when we were there that were good. I've attended the Quaker church, had some group silence experience, but 15 minutes a day, every day for 13 years, that's like looking up at a tower that goes up way, you know, toward the moon or something.
It is. Yeah, that's an impressive thing.
I'm going to share his list.
One of the most humble people, so.
Dan is? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and in fact, probably that would be humbling for you. So, I would encourage people to read the whole list. I'll put it up at, maybe at the, I'll think about putting it up at the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group, but I'll put it on my personal page as well, okay? All right, we did not do scripture yesterday, and we are going to today. So it's James chapter 5. Wow, 1 through 6. Well, you know what? You read the verses because you actually don't have that much to say about it. So go ahead.
Correct. Yeah. It says, look here, you rich people, weep and groan with anguish because of all the terrible troubles ahead of you. Your wealth is rotting away and your fine clothes are moth-eaten rags. Your gold and silver are corroded. The very wealth you were counting on will eat away your flesh like fire. This corroded treasure you have hoarded will testify against you on the day of judgment. For listen, hear the cries of the field workers whom you have cheated of their pay. The cries of those who have the harvest of your fields have reached the ears of the Lord of Heaven's armies. You have spent your years on earth in luxury, satisfying your every desire. You have fattened yourselves for the day of slaughter. You have condemned and killed innocent people who do not resist you.
Huh. And here's what you say in your fine devotional commentary letters to the beloved on James 5, 1 through 6. It goes like this, just a short paragraph, actually. Eventually, your house, car, clothes, and even your body will waste away. If you keep trusting in things, you'll be miserable when you see them fall apart. If you're not careful, your soul will erode along with all this stuff. Not only that, but I hear the cries of everyone whom you have mistreated. Remember, my heart is with the oppressed, and to think you trample over them. Every time you speak or act in a way that makes you look good at the expense of others, it's a testimony against you. Final thought.
Yeah, that's a tough one, I think, that we as people in the American church really need to pay attention to.
Uh-huh.
How are we caring for the downtrodden, those who are often at the margins? And I think James's words here are pointed but important.
Absolutely. Thank you, friend. Let's do it again tomorrow.
Sounds good.
A day to embrace your inner dinosaur. Yes, rediscover your inner child by roaring like a dinosaur, dressing up in a dinosaur-themed clothing, and watching your favorite dinosaur movies. Roar. And the number today, 6,980. That was a really weak dinosaur roar. A dinosaur roar. Let me practice. Now, I could invite you. Jim and Jane Jeffries are very good friends of my wife and me. And we were in a regular Sunday night group with them. We love them. They're so talented. We've had them on the air here before. You've known about their fun, dramatic productions. Well, there's another one coming up this weekend. I could tell you all about it. I could invite you, but it'd be better to hear from somebody who's actually one of their actors.
Are you looking to get out of the house this weekend? Maybe you're in the mood for some live theater. And wouldn't it be nice if the proceeds of that event went to an organization that supports area youth? If your answer to those questions is yes, then the following message is for you.
Sam Spade, the hard-boiled private eye.
Sam Shovel, private detective, knows the difference between there, there, and there. But other people are not so lucky. In a gritty city, English teachers are rioting in the streets. People using poor grammar are being moited. And for the first time, people are literally dying to have their grammar corrected. Sam Shovel, private eye, sentenced to death, is a parody of old-time radio detective drama. The cast includes Paige Vassel as Sam Shovel, Michael Schwiebert as Brad Syntax, and WWIP's own Dawson Halverson as Sergeant Sullivan. Along with the incomparable musical accompaniment of Sue Orfield, they'll recreate the magic of Radio Noir. Performances are coming up. They're May 12th and 13th at 7 p.m. on the Valley Brook stage. That's this Friday and Saturday. This is a benefit for the Collective Arts, an organization that offers free creative programs for area youth. Tickets are going to be available at the door. Suggested donation is $10 for adults, $10 for seniors, and $245 for people who use unnecessary apostrophes.
Just Scripts, America's leading detective fiction writer and creator of Sam's Shovel, a hard-boiled private eye.
Don't miss it this Friday and Saturday night, 7 o'clock, Valley Brook, downtown Eau Claire. Lots of laughs, lots of fun, old-time radio theater for a great cause. Mike Rambo's Collective Arts Center on Madison Street in Eau Claire. A Win It Wednesday on WWIB and another great prize today.
Yes, Blueview Greenhouse. We have another gorgeous hanging basket from Blueview Greenhouse in Rice Lake. They're right across from Turtleback Golf Course, valued at $46.99. A great gift for yourself, but also a Mother's Day great gift for Mom as well. And you can win this if you're the first one to get our mystery solved this morning at 715-723-2555.
Yeah, on Wednesday mornings in recent times, here as we celebrate 50 years of broadcasting on WWIB, we've been having you guess the year of a small clip of a song. Today, we're going to change it up a little bit. Again, playing 1.6 seconds of a song, but you have to name the group this morning. Name the mystery group.
Again, from anywhere in WWIB's 50 years of existence, this group could have come from way back when, could come from recent, could come from in between. 715-723-2555, 723-2555. All you need to do is give us the correct name of this group to win that hanging basket from Blue View. Here we go. Who's that? 715-723-2555 again.
Would you know if I hadn't told you?
See, you told me, yeah, so yeah. Then it's like, you know, now I can relate it. I think so.
Okay.
I think so, all but right. I, yeah. 715-723-2555. 1, 2, 3. Let's go here. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Anita Ogama.
All right, Anita from Ogama. Who is this group?
Matthew West.
Matthew West?
It's not Matthew West.
Not Matthew West. Call back. Anita from Ogama, 715-723-2555.
Can I just say I feel good the first person,
Didn't get it.
You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, I do. I do. I mean, man, we had three-segment trivia yesterday. By the way, I know there was a family full of kids that called or texted in later and said, we missed it. What was it? What happens more often on Fridays than any other day of the week? It's bank robberies.
Yeah.
For everyone who's like, I really wanted to know what that was.
Right.
We prefer it if you hang out with us the whole time. But let's go here. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Name the group today.
It's Mike from La Crosse.
Hey, Mike.
Do you know Mike?
I think it's Jars of Clay.
I think it's Jars of Clay.
That's certainly a group. We've played a lot of their music over the years. No, it's not Jars of Clay.
Not Jars of Clay. Call back 715-723-2555.
This is terrible. I feel good with every music.
I know.
Answer.
No, I totally understand what you mean. I totally understand. Let's go here. Good morning, WWIB. You're on the air. Win It Wednesday playing Name the Group, celebrating 50 years of WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from today?
This is Jen, and I'm calling from Barron.
All right, Jen from Barron. One more time. Here it is.
She'd be close to the Rice Lake Flowers there at Blue Tree.
Yeah, Blue View Greenhouse. Blue View. Good morning, Jen. What do you think? What group?
Jason Gray.
Is it Jason Gray, Halvo?
It's not.
Not Jason Gray.
Love Jason Gray, though.
Call back. Again, no penalty for wrong answer. 715-723-2555.
I think we found a good new game here.
Yeah, so again, this could be anywhere from WWIB's 50 years of existence. Today, we're not looking for a year. We're looking for a group, 715-723-2555. And I don't know, Halvel, this might be, we might take one more guess here and then give people a chance at 845. So let's go here. Last guesser, a chance to win a Blue View Greenhouse hanging basket valued at $46.99. What is this group? But first, give us your name and where you're calling from.
Dan from Eau Claire.
Dan from Eau Claire. What do you think? What group is that?
Is it Lauren Daigle?
Is it Lauren Daigle, Halvo?
It's not.
Not Lauren Daigle. All right, Dan from Eau Claire, thank you for trying. So we'll push this off, what, about 20 minutes?
Sure.
And we'll give you another shot. We promise we'll give you another shot to win that Blue View Greenhouse hanging basket.
Because we got to give away the
prize. Absolutely.
The Whip Wake Up Show, it's part two of Win It Wednesday, WWIB, as we try to play Name the Mystery Group this morning.
Yes, this group could have come from any one of WWIB's 50 years of existence as we celebrate our 50 years of broadcasting here this year in 2023. And so what we want to do is give one of you a beautiful hanging basket from Blue View Greenhouse across from Turtleback Golf Course in Rice Lake. No one got this right the first time. But all we're looking for is the name of the group, and we're giving you just, what is it, 1.6 seconds?
Yeah.
All right, so it's 1.6 seconds of this. And we want to know what group is this.
Yeah.
A lot of incorrect answers so far.
Yeah, so far people have guessed Matthew West, Jars of Clay, Jason Gray, Lauren Daigle, all great artists. None of them is the correct answer.
And please note, the hint is in the name, Mystery Group. It's not a solo artist.
Yeah.
It is a group.
And again, you need to call 723-2555. Yes, we love the listener line, but right now we're taking the answer, ultimately the winning answer, on the phones at 723-2555.
Maybe we have the winning answer right here, right now. Good morning. You're on the air on a Win It Wednesday on WWIB. You're on the WIB Wake Up Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Sherry. I'm calling from Whitehall. Rend Collective.
Is it Rend Collective for this?
It is.
Sherry, it's Rend Collective.
We had a Sherry winner yesterday, except in Bloomer. Can you tell us the song?
No, I don't, but I know the intro to just any Rend Collective song. I love that band. They are amazing.
Were you at the concert at the Pablo?
No, I could not get there then, but I was so wanting to.
Well, Sherry, you have a great year, and we're going to get you a Blue View greenhouse and Rice Lake hanging basket. How about that?
That sounds terrific. Thank you so much. You have a great day. God bless.
You too. Hang on the line for us, Sherry from Whitehall, as we hear the song.
I love it.
Ren Collective.
Yeah, Burn Like a Star.
Take a listen on WWIB, where we are family, on a Win It Wednesday on the Wib Wake Up Show. Just made Sherry a winner.
We're getting into the wedding season. My niece is tying the knot later this fall. Looking forward to that. And boy, another wedding got to respond to for June 24th. Maybe you've got wedding invitations, graduation invitations. Well, Caleb, the average wedding guest is going to spend about $650 in attending someone's big day. And at first you might go, no way, not that much. But when you factor in new clothes, the cost of travel, and of course the gift, that's average, since some don't travel and can wear the same suit or dress they wore to the last wedding. And some guests have to spend thousands to watch the happy couple exchange vows and cut a cake.
Those destination weddings and stuff. Mm-hmm. However, some guests maybe should be charged admission to the wedding because they are so demanding, and that's what this is about. Odd, weird, strange wedding guest requests. These actually happened.
Yeah, think about this. For instance, somebody says, I invited a guest who I'd gone to school with, and she asked what colors the wedding party was wearing so that she could match.
If you're not part of the wedding party, okay. Weird wedding guest requests. One, our guest wanted to bring more guests. People we didn't know. One guy went to his job and told everyone there, and we were getting calls and emails from strangers requesting to come.
Everybody loves a party. Another strange wedding request. My maid of honor asked if she could pay my photographer extra money to stay and take pictures of her and her sister, my other bridesmaid, after the wedding.
That is odd. Here's another one. We were getting married by a lake and had guests ask us if they could wear swimsuits to the wedding and swim in the lake during our wedding. Must not get to lakes much.
During the service, here's another strange wedding request. One of our wedding guests asked if we could move up our wedding by 3 months so she could attend. It was at that point we decided to cut the guest list by half.
Weird, strange, odd wedding guest requests here in the Wib Wake Up Show. We were asked to invite, quote, as many eligible men as we could find because it's just too hard to meet people, end quote.
How about this one? We were asked if we could serve ice cream cake at our wedding.
Another odd, strange, weird wedding guest request. One guest wanted a bowl of kibble and water for their puppy to be provided.
And this one may be the strangest of all. When I asked one friend to be a bridesmaid, she demanded three things. Ready to go, Caleb?
Three things. Change the date.
Change the location.
And give her 31 days to pray about whether she would be a bridesmaid or go to a concert instead.
That one maybe takes the wedding cake right there.
That sounds like a great friend.
Yeah.
Weird wedding guest requests. If you are getting married this month, this summer, whenever, we hope it goes much more smoothly than that. Nothing wrong with trimming down that guest list a little, too.
The Wib Wake Up Show on WWIB. It's the Wednesday with ahead of Mother's Day. Caleb had a nice trifecta of songs between 7:30 and 7:45 going out to the moms earlier this morning. And a new study reveals what moms really want for Mother's Day.
Yes, indeed. And what does it come down to, Havel? It's time. Uh-huh. Just time.
Yeah, a new poll of 2,000 moms commissioned by the Lego Group and others, which found that the thing that moms want more than anything else in the world is time. Yes, as you said, time to rest, quality time to spend with their family, and time to not juggle 15 things together like they do every day.
Specifically, the poll found that a majority, 58% of moms, want free time and to be able to drop everything for Mother's Day. So, I mean, again, that probably clues us in. Maybe don't make mom do some of the things she normally does for everyone on her day.
So how would they use this free time?
Mom said 42% they would like to read a book.
Yeah, 44% they'd watch some television.
30% said they'd engage in a favorite hobby or creative activity.
Others just maybe want some, you know, peacefulness, just some time to just think.
I love this one, and this is probably for the moms with the younger children. Uh-huh. 10% surveyed said, you know what, I'd just like to be able to go to the bathroom by myself.
Yes.
And I know that is so real out there for some of you.
I'm sorry, but flowers and chocolates didn't make this list.
Now, they could be a nice addition, but yeah, the love language probably for Mother's Day seems to be giving her some time to spend as she pleases.
How would she prefer to relax? Well, they would like to take a walk.
listen to music,
exercise,
take a nap,
and take a bath in peace.
All of these were part of the top 10 things that mom wants for Mother's Day here on WWIB.